Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How are you all doing, everyone? Welcome to Driving with JD yet again. First, I just do want to apologise again for last week's episode, the audio technical issues. Well, all I can really say about that is don't let Ashley be in charge of the laptop. Nah, we was rushing getting to Liverpool and that, so that's my fault, not paying attention properly as we have set it up, doing the old van cam. There has been a couple of messages, you know, yeah. Fair play for any of you that did listen and give it a go. You know, I know that a few of you tried and it just, you know, apart from hearing Ashley, it was me. You couldn't hear me because the microphones weren't plugged in properly, essentially. But yeah, thanks for that anyway. Thanks for giving it a go. But we will get those issues sorted out and hopefully it never happens again. Onward and so forth for the next road trip that we haven't planned yet, but we will do at some point. We will try and keep you up with different variations of our lovely experiences. But anyway, I just want to get onto the old nitty gritty, why I'm actually doing this driving with JD today. So I've woken up this morning, it's Friday, the day before the FA Cup final, Man City, Man United, massive game, and I'm seeing reports from last night that fucking Kieran McKenna, as well as he's done, you know, with Ipswich and that, Omar Brada and Wilcox, Brada's on bloody gardening leave from Man City, so he hasn't even officially started for Man United yet. And then Wilcox, they've had unofficial talks with Kieran McKenna, and then it's come out afterwards that they've had the same with Thomas Tuchel, Mauricio Pochettino, Thomas Frank, God knows fucking who else. But why, leading up to the biggest game of Erik ten Hag's Manchester United career and the biggest game of the majority of this senior squad's career as well, not including the likes of Varane and Casemiro, because they've been there, they've done it all, they've won it all. You know, Johnny Evans, not knocking the lads, well, he's the same age as me, he's not a lad, he's an adult, he's a man, and he's the only one in the team with Premier League, a Premier League title behind him, that actually knows what it's like to be there and do it all as well. But the rest of these players, they don't know, they don't understand. So leading up to this game, all they should be doing is just focusing on the game. But then you got stupid reports like this coming out, and it's just going to blow everyone's heads. Erik ten Hag is going to be pissed off. The players, the ones that should be leaving, are going to be thinking, oh, that's great, a new manager's coming in, I'm going to stay again then, have another 12 months of doing fuck all, playing shit, and then potentially run the contract down and try and get a big payday. You know, the likes of a Jesse Lingard, a Paul Pogba and all that from years gone by. But a lot of these players have already played underneath Kieran McKenna, because he was one of the coaches for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and we was all there back in the day. Oh, he's at the wheel. Fucking singing the songs, all happy and everything. But then these players, 2 years later, threw Ollie under the bus, Kieran McKenna on the bus, and also Malcolm Carrick under the bus. And now these same players have got hold of the bus again, and they're throwing Erik ten Hag underneath it as well. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. I can't believe how many times the owners and the board members of Manchester United are still just going to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. When are they going to realise it's not the manager, it's the fucking players? They're not all of them. I'm not saying it's all of them, but there's a group of them in there that are doing this year in, year out. Fucking pathetic. You know, and Wayne Rooney said it the other week. It's miraculously, we've got only 3 injuries for this game tomorrow now, which I always knew was going to be the case. But, you know, just footballers are too fucking soft these days. You know, oh, I've hurt my toe, I'm not playing. I fucking nearly broke my ankle a few weeks ago. I've still been going out grafting and that for pennies. Pennies compared to what these people earn. Absolute ridiculous. But sticking on to Man United, why would you interview other managers and let it get public? Now, I understand you've got to have potential replacements set up in case you ever need to get rid of the manager. But why is it getting leaked out? You know, it's just an absolute shit show of just, well, it's a lack of professionalism. How can they do that? You know, it's one of the biggest companies, because that's what they see themselves as, a company, not a football club, because football clubs care about the fans, but fucking the owners, the hierarchy in Manchester United don't care about the fans. It's ridiculous. So this company can't even run their systems properly. You know, you've got the other day, Dan Ashworth, who'd have been trying to poach from Newcastle for months now, getting leaked that him and Omar Berada, again, as I say, on garden leave, the pair of them, emails between the pair of them that's got accidentally sent to Newcastle's email address as well. And how can you do that? If you're going to have an affair on your partner, you don't send them the saucy fucking pictures as well, do you? You know, it's just absolute ridiculous. I don't know what's going on with this club these days. I just hope to God that it's all bollocks that's come out this week, and that Erik and the players can actually ignore it all, go out there tomorrow, get stuck in and fucking show them what playing for Manchester United is all about. Because if I was Erik, I would have got them all, sat down in the cinema room, which, let's face it, Old Trafford and Carrington probably haven't got a cinema room because they've got fucking leaks everywhere, and not just from the dressing room, fucking the roof into the media from the players and everything. So hopefully he's hired out somewhere substantial, got the TV on, put on Amazon Prime, and made them watch the 99 documentary. Now, I know times are different, but playing for the club isn't different. They should all have the same passion, the same energy. Listening to Onana on the overlap the other day, you know, he's saying all the right things, and I'm hoping he means it. I hope he does. But they need to show it on the pitch. So if any of them did happen to stumble across this as well, get your heads down, get stuck in it, and fucking show that you mean it, that you love the club. There's no good pointing at the badge or pointing at your head or shushing the fans or anything just because you've scored a goal once in a blue moon. You fucking put your fucking heart on the line every time. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So get out there and show that blue fucking half of the city that it's not all about money. It's about the passion. It's about the passion. It's about the energy. Fucking get the win, because that's what we need. So that's the rant over anyway. For now at least, you know, I am still driving. There could be something that does my head in. Most likely there will be. But yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest. I've been hearing it, seeing it all morning. It's just really eating away at me. But yeah, we're still going to get another record. You know, as long as nothing happens throughout today, I shall be going back to Ashley's, back to the studio, getting another record done. So these are having a little brewski this week. Two little episodes. Well, the normal episode won't be a little one. We've got a few questions. Always appreciate it. The hotline, the Real Talking hotline, 07470-488-096. Keep your WhatsApp messages and that coming in. Email address, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Obviously, as always, links are in the description. I know this one wasn't going to be everyone's cup of tea, but you know, for the few people that do enjoy it, you know, I'm sure James has sat there having a little giggle, thinking, ah, pathetic JD, crying about Manchester United. Well, you know, we'll be seeing you cry next season, won't we, mate? But yeah, always appreciate it. Hope you have had a good week, and we shall be speaking to you again momentarily. Well, probably tomorrow. Depends on how quick I get this out and then do the next one. Well, yeah, hope you've enjoyed it. See you later.
Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.